Yeah. Holding off Tessa Mabez. On top again, on top the Gemara again. Shabbat Gamliel, Ilu Hoya Shnei Korim Vitorim Yechud Mehem, Al Chaveiro Shema Leipota Chaveiro, that if you have two Kurs to make Truma from, can't you make from one and both of them? So why did he have to put his Machsa Shekel to make sure it's taken for the Truma? So Gemara says, Hanachas Ruach Ilahem. Well, the Gir says, Nachas Ruach. Nachas Ruach was for him, Shloye Korbin Miskarev Ella Mishalhem Tchilam. That they should use his money first to bring the korban with it, to buy the korbanos. Tony, when they pulled away the cover of skin that they put on top of the machsa shekel, is nasa kula shirayim. All the money then became shirayim, leftover money. Like we had before, when they used to first bring all the money in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they made one truma. Then they covered up the leftover money with a piece of skin. Then the new money, they made another truma and covered up again. And the third time they covered up again. But as soon as they would take away the skin, the covering, then all the money has a locha from shirayim. It's called leftover money from the truma. And we'll see later in the next Mishnah what's the difference. What they did with that money, with the shirayim, the leftover money. Baratani, shlishis hi hoiso ashiram. The third kupa, the third bunch of people that brought the machsa shekel, they were the richest. Shebekulon was the richest of all of them. Shoyabo istariyos shelzov used to bring golden kalim for darkonios shelzov and a golden coin. That's what the third group of people would bring. It's the last people that bring the money before Sukkot that came from Chutz Laretz. Says the Americans, they were the richest. They brought all the big money. He says it's the loy means begodim. They brought begodim, a fancy begodim, worth a lot of money. And then they brought golden coins. So the Gruah at the end asked the question about him, that we had before, you can't even change over the machsa shekel into a diamond. It has to only be money that it doesn't get evaluated. So how could they bring here now kalim? He learns that the ikka they brought was these golden coins. Just they used to wrap it around, some for a present in expensive clothing. But the ikka they brought for the machsa shekel was just a golden coin. So the third group brought the most expensive. Tony, Torah Meseri Shoyno L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shasta when Bezdin went down to make the first Trumas Alishchom, he took out the money and he had in mind for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Because this was done in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and most probably the people that sent the Machsa Shekel so far was from the people living in Eretz Yisrael. L'Shem Kol Yisrael, he had in mind also for everybody. Shania, when it went by before Shavuos, to make the second Truma, L'Shem Kerochem HaMakofim, he had Iker in mind the people that live in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, or L'Shem Kol Yisrael, he also had in mind all the Jews. The Ashlishis, the third Truma they did around Sukkot time, L'Shem Bavul HaModai, he had Iker was in mind the people living in Bavul HaModai, their Machsa Shekel first reached the base of Mikdash around Sukkot time, so they had them in mind, or L'Shem Medinas Rechaikis, they had in mind any other faraway land, or L'Shem Kol Yisrael. They also had a mind, Kol Yisrael, they had a mind, even by the third Truma. Tony, it's learned. Notal min HaRishayna. They took out of the first Kupa, Afal Pi Sheyesh B'Rishayna. Now, we had before that they took out three Kupas, three baskets. Let's say Sukkot, let's say Pesach time. They took out three baskets full of Machsa Shekel from the Lishcha. And each basket was three soin big. Now, first they started to use the money from the first basket. Now, even though there's money left over in the first basket, they started to use the second basket right away. Now, they started to use the second one. Even though there's some left over in the second one, they used to use the third one. In other words, they used to take a little bit of money out of the first basket. Then even though there's some left, they would go to the second basket. And even though there's some left in the second, they would go right away to the third basket. Now, Shol Mashlishis, when they used up all the money of the third basket, then Chayzal Ishniya, then they went back to use the leftover money from the second basket. Shol Mashniya, when the second basket was finished, they used up all the money there to buy the Kabbanis that they needed for the Karban Sibon, Chayzal Rishayna. Then they went back to the first basket. So really, talking to asked the question. Before we learned that the Mishnah, when they took the three kupas, they put olive base gimel on each kupa to know this is the first one. Pashtun, we learned you have to use that first. Then Beis used the second one. Then Gimel used the third one. And here we're saying no. They just started the first, went to the second, went to the third, and after they finished the third, they worked themselves backwards. So he learned the Takakaratin before also. Aleph Beis Gimel just means that's the way you have to start. You have to start using a little bit from the first basket. But not that you have to finish it up. Then you go right away to the second one. Don't have to wait till you finish it. Go to the third one. And then work yourself back. Finish up the third basket first. Then use the second. Then use the first. What about Shomer Shloshtan? What about if all three baskets were used up? Hey, it's between Pesach and Shavuos. Before they made the second Shruma, they used up all the three baskets they took out for the Machzor Shechem. And they still have to bring more Kabbonis. So where do they get the new, more money from? Is Chayzev Shoykel. Tanakama learns what you go and take. Chayzev Shoykel means you have to collect new money. You can't use the leftover money in the Lishcha. That's called the Shurayim of the Trumat HaLishcha. The Shurayim, leftover money, you can't use a second time. Because if you need more money now, you have to make sure to collect new Machzor Shekel. And the new money the Jews give, that money you'll use for the Kabbonis. Rabbi Meir says no. Chayzev Lishurayim. No, if you finished out the first three baskets, you're allowed to go back to the Lishka, to that big room where all the money was first put, and use the remaining money, even though you took out Truma from it. So it's not the pshat, the leftover money now is like Chulin. No, Rameya Shittur is the leftover money, still has Kedushas Hegdish on it, and it's still aimed to be used for Kabbonis. So if you finish the first three baskets, go take more money from that Lishka. Shoyer Rameya Shittur is Moyalim Bishurayim. The Shurayim, the leftover money in the Lishka, after they took out the Truma, still has Kedushas Hegdish on it. And if you have Hano enjoyment from it, you're over in Isamila. So you see, according to Rameya, the Shurayim still has Kedusha, you could use it to buy Kabbonis. Why? Because Shema Yitzdorach Olehem B'Soif. Like Bezdin Nu Metchila, that when they take out the Truma, and they have the leftover, they knew they're not making the leftover to be like Chulin. Because they know maybe the money they're taking out these three baskets now won't be enough. They'll need more money. So at the beginning, they have in mind that if they do need more money, the more money has the regular Kedusha, it still stays there. And when they get finished with those three baskets, come back and take the leftover money that's still here. That's for Meir Shita. So you see, for the Meir, you need to be zor, to be very careful, that at the beginning, when you're taking out the three coupons, have in mind that maybe you need more money. And if you need more money, the leftover money still has Kedusha on it. So Gemara says, V'chein hoyer v'pinchas ben yoyer v'ymer. The famous Greisa from the Pinchas Ben Yoyer, so the talking of Karmen Eda means that there's an inyan to be Zoyer, to watch out, to be careful in what you're doing. Just like you see here, Remei was careful that the original money still has its Kedusha, also there's an inyan to be Zoris, that he learns, that Zerizos Mevilo Benekias. If somebody is a Zoyer, watches out to do the mitzvahs, that will bring him to be a Nokia, to be clean. And Nekias Mevil De Taira. The person has the midah of Nekias being clean, will bring him to be Torah, he purified. And Tahira Mevilo de Kedusha. By Tahira brings you to have holiness. And Kedusha Mevilo de Anova brings you to the midah of being humble. Anova Mevilo de Yerushet. If you have the midah of Anova, you're humble, that will bring you to have Yerushet. And Yerushet Mevilo de Chasidus, or bring you to the midah of Chasidus. And Chasidus Mevilo de Ruach HaKodesh. That will bring you to have Ruach HaKodesh on you. And Ruach HaKodesh Mevilo de Tchias HaMesim. That will bring you to the Madrega, you'll be able to be Mechayim Mesim. And Tchiasa Meisim, Mevil De Elio, Zoch LaTov. And like right before the Tchiasa Meisim will take place, that's when Elio and Novi will come. He'll come before, right before Tchiasa Meisim. The famous Sefer, the Mesil Sesharim, he goes to explain all these different midas. So Korbaneda learns that Zeridus means, Hazaras the mitzvah, somebody watches very carefully to do the mitzvahs, La Seisim Kohigun, to do it the right way, or Merachek Niatzma Kol Dover, you take away from yourself anything, anything that could bring you to do Averis is maybe a Sodom Shunoki. Will make you to be pure, to be clean in all Yasiyas from doing Averis. So the Hemshech is that, just like before a Meir was Zohir, to make sure the leftover money is still usable, here also you should be careful. Like you said before, all the Kamer of Meir, the Moilam Bishurayim, Shamit Tarcholem, Besaif, Hadrapopash, Asarachadam Liyazor. A person has to be careful in what he's doing. Then he says, Taira, Shafa v'noisav v'rishonim yislavnu. Taira is a bigger madrega that even the averis you did will become white. The yitaro nishmosin, the sham will become pure. Kedusha, Kedusha salev v'machshava. Your thoughts and lev will be holy. V'day anova, shakol mi sheish baruch kedusha, chofes liyas yoyse kodesh. You want to be more kodesh? That's the midah of anova. Alright. Right. So tomorrow. Zrizas mevil de nekiyas. How do we know that if you is zoriz, if you're very careful, you do things fast, you watch out, that brings you to be clean? The pasuk says, v'chila mechaper, that if you chila, if you finish doing everything carefully, that will be mechaper. That will give you a kapora. Kapora means you'll be clean from all your averus. Nekiyas mevil de taira. How do we know if you're clean from all your averus, or bring you a special taira, a special purification? As the pasuk says, "V'chipar aleil akoyin v'tiaro." If you have your forgiveness, then you'll have tyra. Tyra mevil de kedusha. The pasuk says, "V'tiaro v'kitshu." You'll be matar yourself. You make yourself purified, and you become holy. Kedusha mevil de anova. How do we know that holiness brings you to have the midah of anova, to be humble? The pasuk says, "Kikoya ma ram v'nisa shoychinad v'kodesh shmoi." That means maram v'kodesh eshkoin. That Hashem likes to be with the with people that dake ruach, people that are humble. So this kedusha brings you to be humble. Anova mevilo de yiraschet. If you have the midah of anova, they'll bring you to be afraid to do an avera. Tirsev ekev anova yiras Hashem. If you have this midah of anova, being humble, that will bring you to be afraid of Hashem to do averas. And yiraschet mevilo de chasidus. Tirsev vechesed Hashem meyolam viyadolam al yireyev. If you're a Yirei Hashem, you fear Hashem, that will bring you to the midah of chesed, to be a chosid, a chosid. Chasidus mevilo de ruach hakodesh. A chasidus brings you to have ruach hakodesh. Tirsiv oz di barto v'chazon lechasidecho. That Hashem spoke to his chasidecho means a chosid will have ruach hakodesh. And ruach hakodesh mevilo de tchias amesim. Tirsiv v'nosati ruchi b'chem v'chiyisim. Hey, I'll give you my ruach, I'll give you ruach hakodesh, and v'chiyisim, you become alive again, you'll have this midah, you'll have this koyach to make a tchias amesim. And tchias amesim mevilo de Eliyahu zokol atoiv, right before tchias amesim will be zorch to see Eliyahu anovi, tirsiv, hine yanoichi shlech lechem et Eliyahu anovi, lefnei bo yoyim Hashem agodo v'yanurim. And before Mashiach, before tchias amesim will be there, Eliyahu anovi will come. So right before tchias amesim, that's when Eliyahu anovi will come. Torna b'shem Rabbi Meir. Call me Shekavua Eretz Yisrael. Whoever is Kaveya lives in Eretz Yisrael. Or Medabeh Loshen Hakodesh. He speaks Loshen Hakodesh. And he says Shegorim Tyrus Hanefesh. She makes your soul become purified. Fi Oichol Peirois Betayra. And eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael also. Betayrus Aguf. You make sure you always Torah. Fi Koyra Kriyashma Baboiko Ve'erev. And you say Kriyashma in the morning and at night. Yehei Mavusa Sheben Olam Habahu. Like you're for sure, you'll be a ben olam haba. You'll be zeicha tav olam haba. Yehadin alecha perek b'shloisha prokim. So that's the Mishnah. Mas nisin. Ha truma ma hoyu oisin bo. What did we do with the money we made the trumas halishcha? Like the Mishnah before said, that three times of the year, they made the trumas halishcha. They went into the shlishcha, the room, where they put all the machsa shekel, and they made a truma. They took out with three baskets full, and folded up with money. What did they do now with this money? Loichinbo, they bought with it tamidim kabonis for the tomid shel shachar, tomid shel ben aboyim every day, or musafim for Rosh Chodesh, for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. His all the kabonis tzibur were bought with this money. V'niskayim, the nesachim, the mincha, the yain you had to bring with it. Ho'imer, the korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, korban oimer was brought from barley. Or shtei halechem on Shavuos, you had the first lechem, the first mincha coming from the new wheat. Was brought on Shavuos for Lechem Haponim, the wheat they use every Shabbos to make the 12 Chalas for the Lechem Haponim. All this was bought from the money of the Trumas Halishcha. For Chol Kabonas Hatzibur, and all the Kabonas Hatzibur was brought from this, and includes the Keteris. The Keteris is also called the Korban Tzibur. They bought it from this money of the Korban of the Trumas Halishcha. Shemrei Svichim. Now on Shavuos, we're afraid that there won't be any more tefuah left. Because not too much tefuah grows on Shavuos. You're not allowed to plant on Shavuos. But the Svicha means the wheat that grows by itself. The seeds that fall in the air and goes in the ground and grows by itself, that's called Svichim. Now, Bezdin had to make sure that they put a special shomer, a special watchman, to watch the Svichim, the new wheat that's growing on Shavuos. Because they had to bring the Korban Omer and the Korban Shtei Alechem, the Korban that was brought on Pesach, and the carbon that was brought on Shavuos had to come from Chodesh, had to come from the Tfuah grown that year, and it has to only be Tfuah grown in Eretz Yisrael. So on the seventh year, you're not allowed to plant, so there's not too much Tfuah around. So Bezdin is afraid if we're not going to watch the tefuah there, people will take it and eat it up. And when it comes time for Pesach, comes time for Shavuos, there won't be any more wheat or barley to make the omer or the shnei lechem. So if a Bezdin used to hire special shrem and special people to watch the svichim, hey, it's the wheat or the barley that grows by itself on Shavuos. Now, where do these people get paid from? Neutlen tzchar mitrumas halishcha. They used to take the money from mitrumas halishcha to pay them also. Because this is also called tzarchei kabonis. Because they're watching this wheat to use, to be able to use for the omer and the shtei alechem, which is a carbon tzibur. This is also called being paid from the for kabonis. Rabbi Yossi says, Afar roitza misnadev shrei mechinim. He learns that the shomer, a person wants to watch it for nothing, like true, you owe me money, and that money you owe me, I'll do it for nothing, I'll give you the money back. It's mutter to do it. Because you're allowed to, like, give your own money to the true Talishcha. Like he says, the shomer chinim, the yafim kona oisa min hefker. Even if you, like, were kona, the shomer now, like, was kona, acquired this tfua from hefker. Kisha shomer when he watched it. The question is, if the shomer is not getting paid, so really the shomer, he was kind of this tfua, it's like his tfua, and is giving it over now to Hegdish to use for a carbon sibum, for the carbon oimer on the second day Pesach, and for shtei lechem on Shavuos. And you're not allowed to do that. There has to be a carbon sibum, it has to belong to the rabbin. So the Teretz says, Rabbi Yossi holds that true, it belongs to you, but you give it over to the rabbin. A yochuk to be misnadid, give a present to the rabbin, now it's called the carbon tzibur. That's Rabbi Yossi Svara. And the rabbanon argue on this and say no. Is Omru Loi, the rabbanon said back to him, Afat Toimer, you're also going to say then, Shein Boyim Ella Michel Tzibur. If that's the case, then the Shtei Oimer, Shtei Alechem is not going to come from the Tzibur, because it's going to be privately owned. This one Shemer, he owns this wheat that owns the barley, and is giving it to us. That's not called the carbon tzibur. So Rabbi Yossi Olds were not afraid, because when the Yochid gives it over, Zicha Machnim with the Hegdish, it becomes like belongs to the Tzibur. And he says, Rabbonim are afraid, maybe this Yochid, the Shomer, won't do it with complete Das. He won't have Das to be Machnim with the Hegdish, so it will still remain his. That's why it's Osir. But if he really would have had enough Das, he would also be Maskim with Smutter. Just Rabbonim are choshes, maybe he won't be Machnim, give it over to the Tzibur, Balev Sholim. That's why you shouldn't take it from a Yochid. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're not afraid of that. If a Yochid gives over his private stuff to the Tzibur, we could take it, and he's Machter that also remains a carbon Tzibur. So the Gemara. Ma ro zaman atze kahanim v'yom limonis. That really, there's a Mishnah in Tainis that says 9 times of the year, there are special times when special kahanim have a right to be menada, to give a present of wood for the atze marocha. Even though usually the aloch is when you bring it, but there's a special time that 9 different people have a right to bring it. So Mishnah in Tainis, Chasha Zamanim Yuchadim Il Nitvas Eitzim Lamarocha, Kamay Biechud Benisin Bnei Orech Ben Yehuda. On the first day of Nisin, this Kahan and this Beis Av of Bnei Orech Ben Yehuda, they have a right to do it. And the Chof Betamiz is Bnei David Ben Yehuda, they do it. So Morazi asked the question now, what's Pshan that Gemara in Tainis? How come at special times of the year these special kahanim have the right to bring wood for the maruchim, even though there's plenty of wood stacked away already? How come we accept from these people? Tomorrow says Ela b'shor sholu yisroel menagoyla b'shas the beginning of the binyan bayisheni when they came out of Golis v'loy motzu eitzim b'lishcha. At that time they were stuck that they did not have any wood in the lishcha. V'yom du'elu, now these kahanim got up v'nisnatvu eitzim shalatzvam. Like they gave away their own wood to the Marocha for the Beis Hamikdash. O Mosrum le Tzibur, and they gave it over to the Tzibur. The Korvu Mehem Kabonis Tzibur. And because of these people that gave their wood, they were able to bring Kabonis, a Korban Tzibur. So that's the first year they were Menadev, they lifted up themselves and gave the wood. So Melo Behistnui Moyam Nevi'im, the Nevi'im at that time made a Takonam, Shebeneyim, but the Nevi'im at that time, Sha'afilo Lishcha Malayetim, in the future, in the coming years, even if you have a time that the lishka, the warehouse, is full of wood, they have enough wood for the Yatzei Marocha, still, the Yomdu Elu, but these kahanim want to come at these special days, v'nisnatvu etzim, mishal atzmon, and they come now and give us their own private wood. Shelo yehei korban miskarev elu mishalhem. But that was the takonim, that we go and stop, we don't use the wood we have from before, but we accept their wood they bring on these special days, and we use it. That was the takonim. that since the first year these were the people that gave the wood, so the Nevi and made it a corner for generations from then on, they have a right to their special days, the 9 special days of the year, the Gemara and Tainus brings down, that we accept the wood from these special Kahanim. Now, in Elam Mishlem Tchila, so Amar Rav Acha to Rav Yosi, as this Gemara and Tainus goes according to Rav Yosi in our Mishnah, because this was privately owned wood, and these Kahanim gave it over to the Gizbar, gave it over to the Rabbim, that they could use it for the Kabbonis Seber. Since even though it started out to be privately owned, a private person is allowed to give his things to the Seber. That's like the Yesi in our Mishnah, that the Shomer, even though he owns the wheat, he's allowed to give it over to use for the Shtei Lechem. That's what Rav Acha says. But according to the Rabbonim of our Mishnah, this would not come out, this Dinat Hainis, because they don't have a right to accept from a private person. But Rav Yesi says no. Af horoitze misnadev shoy mechinim. No, this is what the Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva, again, Amar Rabbi Akiva, to Rabbi Yosi, this goes according to Rabbi Yosi. To Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi, now Mishnah says, af horoitze misnadev shoy mechinim, is, yeah, that even a private person could give over his own wheat to the, to, for the Korban Seber. So that's the Din of Tainus also, the private people give their wood. Rabbi Yosi, b'shem Rabbi Loi, says no divri hakoli. Okay, the Gemara and Tainus goes according to everybody, even according to the Rabbonah and now Mishnah. And there's a chilik. Ma pligin, what's the difference? The gufen shall korbin, abo b'machshire korbin, kuli alma moidi, shu mishtane korbin, yochle korbin seber. When does Rabbonah argue in our Mishnah? That's only the korbin itself. Like here we're talking about the wheat that you're going to use for the shtei alechem, or else for the barley you're going to use for the korbin oimer. So we don't accept the barley or the wheat from a private person. That's like the korbin itself. That's what the Rabbanan now Mishnah say. We don't accept from a private person his private wheat. Mashenk and the Gemara and Tainus is not talking about the korban itself. You're accepting wood. Wood is called a machshir. It's only something that prepares you in order to bring the korban, but it's not the korban itself. So the machshir a korban, there everybody's maskim, we accept it from a private person, because he'll be makd with now to the rabbin. There we don't make any chshashim, maybe he won't be makd with b'lev sholem, because that's not the ikar korban. As Dikak Podo, that has to belong to the Rabbim, is the carbon itself or the wheat itself, not so much the Machshire carbon. Baratana, we learned. Gemara Numa. Isha, she also saw Kisainus Libano. He's the mother of a Kayin. She went to make for a son, Big Dekuna. She went to make a Kisainus for her own son. Is Kshero, the son that's a Kayin, is allowed to wear this Kisainus now. He can use it when he does the Avoid in the base of Migdish. Even though usually the begodim of the Kahanim were bought from the money of a tzibur, it had to be belong to the tzibur. Sakura, how could the mother make the ksainus for a son? It's called a beged yochid, it's not a big day kuna that belongs to the rabbim. The teretz is of a vach at the smerenu with tzibur. The mother has to blame shalom, give over this ksainus to the tzibur. So now this ksainus belongs to the tzibur, therefore the son is allowed to use it. The Zumar says, Omer Rav Acha again to Rav Yosi. And this Gemara in Yuma also only goes according to Rav Yosi of our Mishnah. That Rav Yosi Yomer, Afaroitza Misnadiv Shoy Mechinam. That Rav Yosi in our Mishnah says, even the Yochid, the private watcher, when he acquires the wheat or the barley, it's privately owned by himself, he's allowed to give it over to the Korban for a Korban Seber. So this din in Gemara in Yuma, that a mother of the Kohen can make her own son a private Kesainis, goes according to Rav Yosi. And again, no, Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Eloi, Divrei Akoli, yells no, that Gemara Numa goes according to everybody, even according to the Rabbanin of our Mishnah. My Peligan, what's the difference? The Gufen Shekorbin, again, when did the Rabbanin and our Mishnah say a Yochid, a private person, can't give it over to the Rabbim? That's the wheat or the barley that we're going to use for the Mincha itself. Abu B'Machshire Korbin. But over here, it's not the animal itself, it's only the begodim, the clothing, that the Kohanim wear, the big dekuna, called Amma Moidi, Shumishtane, Korban Yochid, the Korban Seber. Everybody holds that a Korban Yochid, a privately owned beged, could be given over to the Seber, now it's called belonging to the Seber, and it's kosher to use for big dekuna. As the big dekuna also has to belong to the rabbin. So Demara, Masnisin Pligi Al Reb Yosi. So Shalahai, you have to change the girsa. The Goyin changed the Girsa, Masnisin Pligi Al Rav Acha. That the Mishnah, we have a Mishnah that's going to argue on Rav Acha soon. That Rav Acha before was the one that said that all these halachas that a private person could give over to the Beis HaMikdash only goes according to Rav Yosi in the Mishnah. But the Rabbanan argue all over. Even by Machshire Korbin, Rav Acha holds that the Rabbanim say a yochid, a private person, cannot give it over. So we're going to say now there's a Mishnah that argues on Rav Acha. His matis and pliger Rav Yosi means according to Rav Acha. It says what? Oisin hayomim. Those 9 days that was brought down the Gemara in Tainis, 9 special days that different kahanim are allowed to be menadav, give the wood to the Atzam Aracha, noyigin b'shas korbin, b'shloi b'shas korbin. It's called the yomter for them, that they're not allowed to fast on those days, whether it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, or even after the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Still, it was Kaveya, those days are a yomtiv for those kahanim, and they're not allowed to fast on those days. That's what it says. And Oysa Yom, those 9 days, noigim b'shas korbin, even when you have the Beis HaMikdash, b'shloi b'shas korbin. Reb Yosi says, Einan noigim elo b'shas korbin b'vad. Yosi says, no, that din, that the kahanim that give the wood have a shame yomtiv, it's only b'zman de Beis HaMikdash, when they actually give the wood. But shloi b'zman Beis HaMikdash is not called yomtiv to them. Now, call part of the Rabbonin, argue on Reb Yosi and say, no, even b'zman there's no Beis HaMikdash, still it's called a yomtiv for them. Now, the Rabbonin that argue on Reb Yosi, you see, they're masking to this din, that these kahanim, these yechidim, are allowed to give over the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, a yochid could give over for a korban tzibur. So according to Rav Acha, that's a kasha. Rav Acha said that even for machshirim korban, only it goes according to Reb Yosi. But the Rabbonin argue, even machshirim cannot be given over from a yochid. And here it says clearly, the Rabbonin that argue on Reb Yosi held no, that it was called the yomtiv for these kohanim, because they were allowed to give their own private wood, even bezman, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly, not like Rav Acha, that like the other man the Yom say, that by a hechsher korban, even the Rabbonin amoida, that a private person could give it over to the tzibur. The Yoid Minado, another writing we have for this, the Tanya. Omer Reb Leza, Bei Rebbe Tzadik, Ono Hayino Mevnei Sanoi, Ben Binyamin, we were the Kanan, we were the people from this Mishpocha, Bnei Sanoi Ben Binyamin, V'chal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos. It once came out that Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. Now the day that this Mishpocha, Bnei Sanoi, their day to Minadya, to give the wood, was Asara B'Av. The 10th day of Av, that was a Yomta for them. So once came out, the Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. So when do you fast in such a year? V'dachinu Waitzlo Mitzoy Shabbos. The fast of Tisha B'Av is pushed off till Sunday, which is the 10th day of Av, which is this B'nei Mishpoches Yom Tov. V'yinu Mesanin V'loi Mashlimin. Since it's a Yom Tov for us, we fasted like half a day, but we were not Mashlim, we did not finish the Tainus. So you see clearly that even according to Rabbanan Shita, it was called the Yomtiv for those Kahanim. They were allowed to be menadeh of their own private wood, and it was called the Yomtiv for them. And here it's the right of the Prashim say, even after the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Vada, Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, the Klaiyasu did not have to fast on Tisha B'Av. There was no Tainus Tisha B'Av, Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash. It's only after the Churban Abayis that there was a Tainus of Tisha B'Av. So this Gemara is going now after the Beis HaMikdash, and still it says clearly it was still a Yomtiv for those Kahanim. But we see again that not only according to Rabbi Yosi, even according to the Rabbanan, those Kahanim were allowed to give over their wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and it was called the Yochid gave over his private stuff to the Korban Tzibur, and it was used for a Korban Tzibur. So even though the Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah, that's only by the Korban or the wheat itself that you use for Korban. But the Hechsher for the Korban, that the Rosh Hashanah, you could give over. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'oimer ushtei halechem v'lechem ha'ponim v'chol kabonas ha'tzibur. He's all the kabonas of the tzibur were bought with this money from the Trumas HaLishcha. So the Gemara, Masnisin Reb Yishmoel, we'll skip this real. Tamon Tanina, we learned over there. Kol kabonas ha'yochid v'ha'tzibur. Boyin, all the regular carbon that a yochid has to bring, or even a carbon that a tzibur has to bring, any type of an animal, boyin min oretz or min chutz loretz. The animal does not have to be born or raised in Eretz Yisrael. You can bring an American animal, American lamb, to Eretz Yisrael, and use it for your korban if you want. It can even be brought from Chutz Loretz. Min ha'chodesh min ha'yoshin. If it's a mincha, whether the tefuah was grown this year, or whether it was grown last year. By all menachas, there's no din where the wheat has to come from. Chutz, excluding only, min ha'omer ashtei halechin. The only two karbonis are oimer, that's the carbon that's brought of barley the second day Pesach, and shtei alechem, that's the mincha that's brought on Shavuos from wheat. Shein boyin ele min achodesh, that this wheat and barley could only come from the new crop that was grown this year. O min oretz, and it could only be from wheat that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why our Mishnah says that they used to have shomrei svichim shvius, that on Shavuos, the seventh year, that there wasn't that much wheat or barley grown, it was only the barley that was grown by itself, they had to make sure that a shomer watches part of it, that it should be around to bring the ayman ishtei lechem from.